Matt Welsh, editor-in-chief at Reason Magazine, is here in the studio with us. Think he may lose his job?
Not now, but after this, whatever negotiation comes up with, whatever bad deal is signed, there will be a lot of pressure on him. He's in an untenable position from a negotiating standpoint because he's negotiating against Barack Obama,
right,
who's much more popular than John Boehner is ever going to be, and he just won an election while campaigning on raising taxes. So Boehner's going to have to cut a deal that raises taxes, and Republicans have only been talking, their idea of fiscal conservatism for two decades has only been about taxes and holding the line on that. But meanwhile, there's an undercurrent of sentiment underneath him saying, why don't you finally go after spending?
Right.
And he hasn't been, it's not going to be really on the table on Republicans, and those people, Tea Party people, are going to be completely hostile to whatever deal comes up.
Isn't that the ultimate irony in many ways, is that the reason he's Speaker of the House, going back to 2010, in a lot of ways, is because of the Tea Party,
yeah,
the same group that may, if you're right, drive him out of town.
Yeah, I mean, in 2010, he was asked before that election, so what part of government should you cut? And he said, gee, I just don't know.
Right.
Tea Party people have a much more strong answer to that question.
And he's not a Tea Party guy.
Not at all. He's been systematically pushing out key, more Tea Party-like people, like Justin Amash, from important committees,
right,
in order to try to get his conference more in line.
Well, that was supposed to send the message, changing these committee assignments, to say, hey, you better kind of follow the line here or you won't get the committee assignments that you want, right?
Right, and that's how you organize discipline. But the thing is, this deal, no matter what happens to it, in my opinion, is probably going to hurt the economy without solving the problem. And so,
right,
it's going to increase the already strong belief among the populace in general that the government's doing too much.
It's a tough spot, though, politically, isn't it, for the Speaker? I mean, what's
yes.
he supposed to do? I mean, is he supposed to, if he gives in to the president, they come up with what would be characterized as a, quote, grand bargain. To your point, he has a problem with his base. And I know the politics are maybe similar for the president on the other side with his base. But for the Speaker, if you're right, his job is literally on the line. So what's he supposed to do? What's
well,
the other option?
There isn't much of an option. I mean, he could come up right now and say, hey, maybe we don't need 110,000 employees in the Department of Agriculture or something like that. But he hasn't been talking about that. There is no intellectual foundation from that.
Because if he gets tough, then he gets blamed.
If he gets tough, he gets blamed, and also he won't be able to make a deal because they haven't been laying the groundwork for these types of things right now. So he's going to come up with a lousy deal of some sort, and that's about the best that he and the Republicans can hope for.
All right, we're going to hear from the Speaker of the House here in just moments. I'm told, being told now that he's going to highlight the fact that spending cuts and reforms are a missing ingredient from the balanced approach. You'll hear him say this in a moment. We've received Rich Edson in Washington was passing along some, I guess, the advanced remarks that Speaker Boehner is going to use here. But well, that's what you're talking about, that we don't know where the spending cuts are, but I don't know what good it does for him to highlight that. What can be accomplished?
He's got 3 weeks or 2 weeks to really suddenly talk about spending cuts after a career where he hasn't. And so it's pretty difficult to imagine. I think what they'll do is come up with phony cuts that kick in down the road to Medicare and,
right,
you know, savings from military wind downs that we're going to have anyways. And that's about the best that we can expect from John Boehner, which is why I think ultimately he's going to have pressure to be replaced after he signs this deal.
Okay, so we'll hear from the Speaker, and maybe he'll take some questions from the assembled members of the press and everything else. But, Matt, interesting comments. We'll see if you're right. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Matt Welsh.